or with any questions, if you could take a moment to comment on your team as they enter the Texas A&M game on Saturday.
Well, we're really excited to go down to Dallas and play such a great team in Texas A&M, and so well coached. And, you know, their defense is incredible. They run to the ball, very physical group, and there's a lot of challenges there for us. Coach Fisher, in my opinion, is one of the greatest coaches in college football, and he'll have them prepared. And offensively, you know, I know who they have up front because I've lost to A&M trying to recruit them. And so they have a lot of talent up front. Certainly, they're tied in. Weidemeyer hurt us last year tremendously. They have unbelievable skill, and Calzado is really coming on as a quarterback. So we have so many challenges in the game, but we're looking forward to going down there and playing A&M.
For questions, press 1-0, and we'll begin with Tom Murphy of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Four tailbacks who have established their value. Is that a tricky situation, sorting out the playing time with those guys? And has Dominique been maybe one of the best surprises for this team?
He has been a surprise, Dominique has, because, you know, at one point I moved him tight end for a day until we got banged up at running back and moved him back. But, yes, I think he's a good football player, tough. I don't know. Coach Smith does a really good job of rotating our running backs, and they each have a different skill set to them. And Coach Smith's done a nice job of kind of figuring out who the right guy at the right time is to have in the game. And I've left that up to him.
Yeah, and I was wondering if you got a status update on your two linemen.
No, I don't. Neither one of them have practiced this week, so I don't know that it looks good or not, that they're going to be able to play. We'll see.
Next is Steve Moulton, WDZN.
Hey, Coach. Good morning. Hope you're doing well.
Morning. Thank you.
On the offensive line, how would you evaluate how the O-line has looked for you for this year, Coach?
A lot less mental errors than we made a year ago. That should happen, you know, certainly because you have a veteran group coming back. You know, I was really proud last week because, you know, I think Myron Cunningham was the only one that stayed in his position. I think we moved around eight guys, I believe, last week. And it was good for our team. You know, they have now, it's sort of like Calzada for A&M, you know, he's the guy now for them. He's practiced, you know, certainly a full week and a half now as number one quarterback. It's the same way with our guys. You know, they've had a game now to practice in that way, and certainly they have all week this week. So, you know, we're fortunate that we have several offensive linemen that can play. There's a reason a one-to-one, however, and we certainly wish that we could have gotten Wagner and Stromberg back, but we'll just have to wait and see. But I've been proud of that group, proud of Cody Kennedy, their coach.
On the subject of shuffling players, and I mean, we always focus, I guess, from a fan's point of view on the tailbacks, wide receivers, quarterbacks, but from an offensive line point of view, how difficult of a situation is that along the offensive line to have to shuffle players, Coach?
Well, not at all if you practice that way. You know, a good offensive line coach will be ready for every situation that he has thrown in front of him. And certainly we have a good offensive line coach. So we were ready. There was no panic. Our team, we've done that before. You know, we had this year, you know, we had ones, twos, threes, and then we came back with the one group that would be your worst nightmare. In other words, you might have lost your quarterback, you might have lost your best receiver, your tight end, you might have lost your center, and then we just went in there and played. And I think that really helped us this season as well.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Next one, Bob Holt.
Charles, go ahead, Bob. Yeah, can you guys hear me?
We can now.
Okay, sorry about that. Sam, I know you're obviously focused on this game Saturday, but they released the SEC, the 2022 schedule last night. It looks like the toughest non-conference schedule Arkansas has ever played, with BYU and Cincinnati and Petrino and Liberty. It looks like they're just trying to make it tougher on you every year. I just wondered if you even had a chance to look at that schedule and kind of think ahead.
Well, believe it or not, Bob, I knew the schedule way before it was released yesterday. In all honesty, the schedule, I really haven't thought about it much. You know, I'm pretty sure we've got a tough schedule right now, you know, so I don't have time to think about that. But, yeah, I've known about it for a while.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
That's going to wrap you up, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you.